The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
it was actually used for cattle. It was actually it became a barn with cows in it. I mean, it was completely desecrated in the manner in which it was neglected throughout that period of 400 years from the destruction of the shrine to its restoration.
Now, we began our show today with the story of the miraculous apparition that appeared to Rescheldes and also believed to the abbot or to one of the priests that was in Walsingham back in 1061. Now, listen to what happens next. So in 1896, Miss Charlotte Boyd bought the Slipper Chapel. May I just say, I don't know who she is, but God bless Miss Charlotte Boyd, which had seen centuries of secular use. She devoted herself to its restoration. The statue of the mother and child was carved at Obermaigau, however you say that, Obermaigau. And it, now listen to this, was based on the design of the original statue, a design found on a medieval seal of Walsingham Priory, an imprint of which is in the British Museum. Now, apparently the story is that no one knew what Our Lady of Walsingham would look like. And while they began, we Catholics today might appeal to St. Anthony of Padua, who's the finder of loose things. Miss Charlotte Boyd apparently was appealing to Our Lady, what do I make the statue to look like? What do I do here? And somehow a coin miraculously turned up that was the real deal and had an engraving of the original statue of Our Lady of Walsingham, complete with her staff and with her holding Our Blessed Lord in her left arms. Now, that's nothing short of divine in my book, Joseph.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, that we know that our Lord is with the church every inch of the way through every decade of human history to the end of time. And he has told us from the cross that the Blessed Virgin is our mother. She also accompanies us every single inch of the way. And if we pray to her with the sort of devotion that Charlotte Boyd did, we should not be all that surprised if our prayers are answered.
And by the way, this coin that was found, for those that think that in the 15th or 16th century, you know, as I've heard this vulgar accusation, you Catholics just made up the Hail Mary. You just made that prayer. No, I think most of it's actually in the St. Luke's Gospel. But here's what was around the edges of the coin that was miraculously found by Miss Charlotte Boyd so she could make an image of Our Lady of Walsingham and a statue again. Here's what it said around the edges. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Go figure.
Exactly.
The first mass, this is an important part of history in Our Lady of Walsingham, the first mass since the Reformation, or since the treachery of the House of Tudor, as I call it, was offered in the Slipper Chapel on the 15th of August, 1934, and a few days later, Cardinal Francis Bourne led a pilgrimage of 10,000 people to the chapel and declared it to be the Catholic National Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham. And now our story is complete and we could come to the modern age. That's just again, what a wonderful story, Joseph.
Yeah, again, it's a story of death and resurrection. I mean, that's the whole point. In actual fact, you could even see, if you like, over a period of 900 years, a story of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, because it begins, of course, with the Annunciation. It begins with the Word made flesh. It begins when the angel declares to the Blessed Virgin, and she conceives of the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ becomes incarnate within the womb of our mother, Mary. And so it begins with this apparition associated with the Annunciation. And we then have, if you like, the birth of the shrine as a witness to the mystical body of Jesus Christ, the church, and her mother. And that goes through. And then we have its Golgotha, its crucifixion, its destruction, the statue being dragged off to London and burned unceremoniously in London, the priory being destroyed, the friary, the Franciscan friary being destroyed.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.